listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, if you want to know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns, then get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for your Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns at any time and everywhere. You can listen to this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on the live stream, or go back and listen to the archives, the interviews, lots of great stuff. Kurt Warner was on with us in the first hour, the former NFL quarterback, with a tremendous and insightful breakdown of Ken Whisenhunt, his former coach in Arizona. And to get more tremendous wisdom, we are happy to bring aboard with us right now. You know him, of course, not only from these airwaves, but also the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, co-hosts the during the regular season, the Browns Preview Show with me, also the host of the Browns Overtime Show on Sports Time Ohio that we do post games. He is Michael Regei. Reg, how you doing?
Vic, Nathan, how are you guys? Always good,
Reg. Good to talk to you.
So, yeah, Reg, your thoughts, and we know you're paying as close attention to this as anybody, but this has been, to say the least, a definitely strange type of story where it's kind of been weaving in and out with different, you know, thought process, and you think you've got a handle on the pattern of things, and then all of a sudden we find out this week that Ken Whisenhunt reportedly is the next guy in line that they want to talk to, going to talk with him tomorrow, other teams competing for him. But what's your – I want a more bigger picture view of you, from you, of this quarterbacking – of this coaching search, which I guess is going to be a quarterbacking story too at some point, but it's a coaching search right now.
Yeah, we'll segue right into the quarterback next, Vic, I'm sure. From the head coaching side, Vic, I think like probably you and maybe Nathan, I was pretty surprised when Josh McDaniels took a pass. Now, however that came out, and I tend to believe that maybe there could have been some efforting from Bill Belichick with some advice there. I don't know. I don't think any of us really do know, but I was surprised when McDaniels took a pass, because I thought that that's certainly the direction that the Browns wanted to go in. At least everything pointed that way. The thing I do like about the Ken Whisenhunt situation, if it turns out to be him, guys, is that the Pittsburgh days with him. I mean, this guy, I think he still has a little bit of an edge to him. And I know, you know, he had a shitty with Arizona as a head coach. He had a shot and lost to Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. And I know you talked to Kurt Warner about that. But, guys, I still really believe that he was very upset when he was passed over after 6 years with them. And the last three as the offensive coordinator, and developed Ben Roethlisberger right when he came into this league.
Yep.
I really think that he was upset when he was passed over by the Pittsburgh Steelers organization and did not get the head coaching job that Mike Tomlin got. And I feel pretty good about saying that. So to me, if that's a part of his motivation, maybe to get back in this division, and Jimmy Haslam knows that from having been there, to maybe come in with this edge about the best way to go about and set precedent of starting to beat Pittsburgh, then I would think every Browns fan should want to sign up for that.
Certainly they would. As we know, the timing is an issue here. The Senior Bowl's coming up. You want to get everything in place. One of the coaching candidates that the Browns are obviously linked to, either Andrew Gase or, of course, Whisenhunt, will be available after this weekend. Reg, do you think that if Whisenhunt becomes available and he becomes the top priority for the Browns, that they would want to wait and give Gase the opportunity, or is this something you think they would want to try to have resolved before the February 3rd Super Bowl?
Yeah, I would think so, Nathan, because, again, you're talking about a full three more weeks, and with then the combine coming up right after that, boy, I don't know that that would be a very calculated risk to be able to try to roll that far along into this and not have your head coach in place. They like Gase. I think you guys know that as well. That's pretty obvious. But him, deciding last week not to interview when he could have and to put everything off has certainly put the Browns and maybe any other organization into a little bit of a bind on which way you go with this guy. He's very highly thought of. There's no question about that. But to me, again, to answer your question, Nathan, I mean, if Whisenhunt The only thing, and then I'll defer to you guys as well on this, I wonder with Wisenhunt, do you think he would not want to have a pretty definitive amount of say-so over his roster, how it's arrived at, and the personnel that he has in this football team? I'm getting the impression that he would. Now, I don't know if that's going to be an impediment or not. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it could be, Reg. I'm not 100% sure about that either, but I think it could be a little bit of an impediment. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would surprise me if he wants it. Listen, I think if it comes down to it.
Well, why wouldn't he want it?
Of course.
Right? Of course.
And he's a guy who's been around and he's seen it and he's had success. And you know, to me, if they decide that he's the guy, we heard Joe Banner say on our show right after the press conference announcing the firing of Rob Chudzinski that they would be open to perhaps giving up more control than they were in the first go-round if that's what it takes to get the right guy. The determination will have to be made, A, that Wisenhunt's the right guy, and B, they're going to have to put together something that will be competitive. I think the biggest rival here will be the Detroit Lions, who will come into this with the quarterback in place in Matt Stafford, and that, to me, will be a hurdle the Browns will have to overcome with a more appealing overall offer in addition to the chance to develop. Now, hopefully, Ken Wisenhunt feels that some of the quarterbacks coming out are of the ilk that he can develop and turn into Super Bowl contenders, but that's going to be tough. Matt Stafford is in Detroit right now.
Right.
No question. And yeah. No question. And I'm with you there. Now, we do know that Wisenhunt, what he was presented with Matt Leinart, was he not, when he got to Arizona? And he said, no, this isn't going to work right now. And then he went And with your guest that you guys had on, and we know the story there with Kurt Warner and getting to that Super Bowl opportunity. So, guys, let's be honest. I mean, would it not be for all of us that if you felt that you had a quarterback that was, at the very worst, very good with the ability to be elite in this league? Well, sure. I mean, that's going to make me think twice about it. So now that's why I mentioned Vic and Nathan a moment ago about what other direction are you going to go to really entice him. So would you be willing to give him a lot of say-so over his 53 man and how he sees and wants to mold his personnel? I would think that would have to be a part of the deal.
Yeah, I believe they're going to have to make, we've talked about this before, the offer he can't refuse. If you're going to get this guy, we're making a lot of, or I am at least, making a lot of presumption here.
Sure.
That A, he's the guy, and B, that they would feel so compelled to have him as the guy that they're going to go overboard or at the highest level they can with their offer. You've got to win this guy. You've got to win the bidding. And if there are other teams out there, which we know there are, that have other, at least in the case of Detroit, they have to be the one that you're going to try to beat. They're the one that seems to be the most set up for immediate success, that he's got to feel that he can have more room to do things here. And what we don't know about Detroit, by the way, Martin Mayhew is still there as general manager. I've known Martin since his playing days with the Buffalo Bills. How much power control does Martin Mayhew, Tom Lewan, who is also part of the executive process with the Detroit Lions, how much are they going to give up to get the guy, and how much do they want him? From my understanding, you know, Jim Schwartz didn't really have that level of power control. He accepted it because he was a first-time head coach coming into the league when he got, or coming into the job when he left Tennessee as a defensive coordinator. He, as I understood it, settled for less. Now, Ken Wisenhunt may not have to. And then the question becomes, do the Browns really step it up? Because otherwise, I think it is an impediment that he doesn't see a situation here necessarily that's that appealing to him. And we heard what Kurt Warner also said about that. Kurt's looking at it pretty like most people would, obviously. The Browns would be the long shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and a couple of things. You mentioned Martin Mayhew. And with regard to Ken Wisenhunt, Vic, Nathan, I think he's a very central figure. Now, the Fords, the William Clay Sr. and Jr., they have been, as we know, they have been gone out of their way to allow their football people to be the ones that are the heavy-handed ones and take care of everything. And they've been pretty gracious with that down through the years. But I do think, and Vic, you mentioned the name, Martin Mayhew is the key, because I do believe he wields all the power there, most of it anyway, on the football side. And you have to remember, Martin Mayhew and Ken Whisenhunt are extremely close. They're very good friends. They were teammates with the Washington Redskins back in their playing days and have remained very, very close. And, I do think it's going to be a kind of a large obstacle to hurdle with Detroit in mind. But, Vic, as you said, if what you your prediction comes true a moment ago of San Diego beating Denver this weekend, then maybe the Browns' pressure turns toward Adam Gase, right?
Right.
Yeah. They really go heavy after him. And that translates into Gase becoming more of a central figure as opposed to Whisenhunt. So that may have a large role in it, too. Who wins and who gets eliminated in the AFC playoffs?
An AFC divisional round game. Very interesting for the Cleveland Browns, despite the fact that they are nowhere near it. Reg, obviously a coach, and we heard Kurt Warner say it, the coach goes as his quarterback goes, and he basically said, listen, when I was there, it was worked out great with Ken Whisenhunt. What he did was adapt his offense to my strengths. We had a lot of success. I left, and that was pretty much the end of the line for Ken Whisenhunt, as he didn't get that quarterback. Of the guys coming out right now, we know that the Browns at number four should have a shot at one of the top three quarterbacks. Who stands out to you from, let's just say, John Football, Blake Bortles, Teddy Bridgewater?
John Pigskin, Nathan. I want to say, though, for the record, so it's clear, that guy that I really felt was ready to come in and start his development and be the guy I wanted is Brett Hundley.
From
and
UCLA,
he decided that's correct. And he was my number one of Bridgewater, Manziel, Bortles, and Hundley. So I was a little bit not disappointed for him. I understand, you know, Jim Mora Jr., he's been a two-year starter. He's been outstanding. I love him. I think he's going to be a tremendous NFL quarterback. So that's the guy I wanted, Nathan. I you know, if it's me, I really have to really, really about 20 hours a day dive my head into everything with these other quarterbacks, because I can't say I'm as enamored with any of the other three, Nathan, that you mentioned, as I just said about Brett Hundley.
Sure.
So, you know, again, the last thing that I would want to see the Browns do, that's great. If you firmly, honestly believe that you've got your elite potential Super Bowl winning quarterback, any of those three, or anybody else, go ahead and take them. But if you aren't, don't force it. You know, don't force it. So that's where I'm at right now today, men. And, you know, the three SEC quarterbacks, you know, McCarron, Mettenberger, and Murray. I mean, you know, what about considering those either later in the first or in the second round? Is that a possibility?
Yeah.
If you believe, I like all three of them. Obviously, they're not right now perceived to be the top of the draft guys, but you know, it's. Nathan, this is going to be so problematic for the Browns. Again, if they think either Bridgewater, Manziel, or Bortles is that guy, then by all means. But just be convinced, right? I think we all can agree on that.
It's part of the whole discussion, and Reg, thank you so much for being with us. It's part of the whole discussion of this head coaching job as well. Reg, great stuff. We appreciate you taking the time with us. And look, I'll close with this. I think the whole – how pivotal this weekend could potentially be, and I thought Reg just said it best too. If the Chargers go and pull off an upset, however this game ends Sunday, between those teams, divisional round playoff, it's full scale go after that guy, right? I think you're going into it with, you know, everything you got to make this happen and close this deal. That's at least how it feels from here, but. Who knows? But we want to thank Kurt Warner for being on this show.
Yes.
Wonderful stuff from him about Ken Whisenhunt. We want to thank Tom Withers from the Associated Press. We just talked to Michael Regei. Appreciate all their contributions. Carly McCourt for tweeting and putting together the Browns Daily Wrap highlight of the show that will be in text form on clevelandbrowns.com later today. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, for not just today, but the whole week of great work. And Andy Heck, by the way for our director of content production at the Browns, for getting his former NFL Network colleague, Kurt Warner, on with us on the show. Interesting week, but we're going to jump off this coaching stuff, Nathan. We got to get to positional reviews next.
Yeah, we're going to start doing a little seasonal review next week, and obviously, when it is appropriate, we'll break to introduce the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns to you, whenever that may be.
I hope.
Hopefully
soon.
All right,
my man. Fun stuff, and as always, and callers were great as well. Thank you, and have a great weekend, everybody. For Nathan, I'm Vic. This is Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford. Have a good weekend, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.